In today's Mishnah, we learn the third and fourth Mishnah from the first parak of Masechta Tumurah. And the Mishnah begins, Ein memirim eivarim be'ubarim, which means one cannot memir, so he cannot create a Tumurah from eivarim, if he's trying to use that to exchange for the kedusha of a ubar. Ubar is a fetus, meaning a fetus from a korban. Velo ubarim be'eivarim, similarly, it not work the other way around, meaning he cannot say the kedusha from the leg of this korban as a replacement for that, have this ubar, have the fetus of another animal take its place. Similarly, velo eivarim ve'ubarim, neither of which can be a tmura for a shlamim, for a full animal, or a velo shlamim, such shlamim, shleimim, but not a complete animal, can be a tmura for the eivarim or ubarim. Rabbi Yossi, however, disagrees on one point. He says, mimirim eivarim bishlamim. He says what one can do is someone says the leg of this animal I want to be in exchange for this korban, a full complete animal, then it would work as opposed to the other way around. Like he cannot say I would like this animal to be in exchange for the leg of this korban. Now what's the rationale? So Amar Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi says volu muktashim, we find with a regular animal, if someone tries to consecrate an animal and he says ha'omer, and he says ragla shel zo ola, the leg of this animal is a korban ola. Well, that doesn't work. He says, well, according to that, kula ola, the entire animal would be a korban. And that is because the pasuk says, v'im behema asher yekrivenu mimenu korban la-Hashem, kol asher yiten mimenu la-Hashem yeh kodesh. Meaning everything, kol asher yiten mimenu, anything from it, will be kodesh. So he understands, even if you consecrate a small part of an animal, then the whole animal would, if you like, with the kedusha would spread, and the entire animal would be a korban. So he says, af kesh yomer, so since that applies in the world of korban, not in general, therefore, if someone says ragla shel zo tachat zo, if someone says the leg of another animal is to be exchanged from an entire korban, then it would be the same din. We say to here kula tmura tachtav, then the entire second animal would have the status of a tmura. However, chachamim disagree, or the Tanakhama disagree on one point. They understand that if someone says, I want this leg to be a korban ola, then the whole animal would not be an ola. That is because it's only, we've seen this before in our learning, it's only if he selected an aver, a limb, shahnashama tluyabo, meaning a vital organ. So he said the heart, the liver, or something like that, want that to be a korban ola, then it would spread for the entire animal. So therefore, since it only applies to a vital organ, if someone says just the leg is going to be a tmura, since it doesn't work for a korban, to say this leg is going to be a korban, it wouldn't work for tmura either. Interestingly, the Tiferet Yisrael explains that nearer Pashut, it seems to be obvious then, or simple, that if the Chacham would agree, if someone said regarding a vital organ, the head of this animal is in exchange for this entire korban, then the entire animal would also become a tmura. Let's now learn Mishnah Dalet. Now, here we bring us other sorted halachot, and the common theme between them is Ela Lefi Cheshbon. Let's have a look. We learned it already back in Masechta Trumot, which is a long time ago, so this will jog our memory. Ein ha-meduma medame ela lefi cheshbon. If you recall, the laws of meduma is that if truma falls into chulim, we have a mixture, and there are not 100 parts to the one part that's of truma that fell into it, if there's not that proportion, meaning there's less than that of the chulim, then the entire mixture is called meduma. And what someone has to do is they cannot eat from that because the truma is not batel. They have to sell the entire amount to a kohen minus the truma part that was part of the mixture. Would have had to give it to him for free anyway. So what the Mishnah is saying is if you have a proportion, you've got this mixture of meduma, there's not enough chulin to batel it, and then some part of that mixture was separated and falls into other chulin. We don't say now we need 100 to the part that now fell into it in the second mixture. We say that we only need 100 to the proportion of truma that would be in that part that fell in. Let's explain. Let's say there was in the first mixture there was 20% of truma in the mixture, and then do the maths very simply. 1 kilo came out of that mixture and fell into another mixture of chulin. We don't say you need 100 kilo to batel that 1 kilo that fell in, but only we need 100 times the, what's 20% of a kilo, 200 grams worth. I think it's actually by volume, not weight, but if in this situation, if we're assuming the mixture is all the same weight, then the same volume anyway. Let's now continue. Ein ha-mechumatz mechametz el lafi cheshbon. So the next case is ha-mechumatz. If you have dough that one used so'or, some sourdough as a leavening agent, that was truma, then since it caused it to rise, we say that the whole mixture is asur for a non-kohen to consume. It's not batal even with 100 parts of the regular chulin to this truma, because it causes change. Now, if some of that dough that is asur also gets mixed into other chulin, then we say that it's not now that we need 100 parts to that part that was separated, much like the case we learned previously, but again, only to the proportion of truma that was in the original mixture. Again, you can do the same example as we used in the previous case to make that clear. The next case is slightly different. It says, "En ha'mayim she'uvim poslin et ha'mikva elafi cheshbon." Now, the minimum size mikvah is 40 se'ah of water. We'll learn a mikvah in great detail in when you get to Masechta Mikvahot, eventually in the next Seder. However, we will keep the explanation brief for now. If, however, there isn't already 40 se'ah of water and 3 log, a small amount of water, of drawn water, falls into it, because when I said it, the mikveh has to have 40 se'ah, it has to be of natural rainwater, it cannot be drawn water. So if 3 log of drawn water falls into this mikveh, then it becomes pasul. Interesting, though, if, however, you already have that minimum shear of 40 se'ah, then a huge amount of drawn water that falls into it would not cause any problems. What the Mishnah is telling us now is that what does it mean, lefi cheshbon, is that shlosha lugin is only a problem if it fell into the mikvah with 3 keglim or less. So 3 cups of each having a log, or 2 of a log and a half each, fell in. However, if it fell in as a result of more keglim, it was spread across, say, 5 cups, that's why it wouldn't be a problem. That's what it means, lefi cheshbon. Another understanding here, and this is, we're starting to go a bit deeper in the laws of mikvahot, but again, if it's fine, it's a bit much for now, don't worry, we'll learn it in greater detail later, is that drawn water presents a problem when it's poured directly into the mikvah. If, however, it's done what's called derech hamshacha, which is that, say, a small ditch has been dug out towards the mikvah, and you pour water at a distance from the mikvah, and it rolls into the mikvah, then that water would not be a problem. That drawn water being poured would not be a problem, provided that drawn water that was poured, Jaren Hamshacha, does not constitute a majority of the water in the mikvah. Meaning you'd still need a majority of rainwater, this natural rainwater, that fell into the mikvah directly in order for it to be kosher. So, again, both explanations, we understand it now, means lefi cheshbon. Lefi cheshbon, in the first two cases, by maduma and mechametz, meant by proportion, by calculation, in terms of what the proportion was in the first mixture before falling into the second. Here, lefi cheshbon means according to the calculation, either according to the first understanding, according to the calculation of the number of vessels, the number of kelim that were required to reach that 3 logim, and according to the second understanding, it means according to the proportion, what's proportion here, provided that you have majority of this rainwater rather than drawn water that was poured there in Hamshacha. Those are the Mishnah today.